It can be very specific or much more, or the psychological benefit of aerobic exercise can be very specific or very general. Up to you. Whatever you think will be more interesting to you. And what often happens, and we've found this, is that once you get into the literature, go through Psych Info, read a lot of studies there, that's when you understand, okay, I have so much material on just this specific point, I'm going to focus here. Or I really want an overview of this whole topic. And then in later presentations, or I'll create a whole class just based on this topic later on. Or a website. There are actually many students who created websites based on their projects. There was another hand up there. Or were you just saying hi? Hi. Yes, Deb. They can't hear you. They can't hear. For extension students who are all over the world, you're going to pick two or three people anywhere. Family, friends, whomever it is. But people who will be beautiful enemies to you, who will give you real feedback because they care about you. Good. All right. Anyone else? All right. If you have further questions, ask your TF or ask me. Bless you. Change. In many ways, we've been talking about change the whole class. This class is about change. As I said on the first class, I wouldn't be teaching it if I didn't think people could change. And when I talk about change here, I'm talking about different levels. Whether it change in terms of introducing a habit, I want to start exercising 3 times a week. Why? Because as you'll see a few weeks from now, exercising 3 times a week has the same effect as some of our most powerful psychiatric drugs.